DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Tanisha?
Oh, nothing much. We're back.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's been up, though?
Oh, shit. Nothing. Work.
Yeah.
That's literally all I do is work these days.
That's good.
That's it.
It's out of trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to pay for Disney World, you know.
Boy,
I ain't getting no income tax, so
don't feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
join the club.
Yeah, so I'm loans. Trying to work some overtime, you know.
You know, so you can feel like you're a little rich,
right? Yeah, you know, get a little extra coins that's going straight to Disney World and not in my pocket.
Man,
yeah.
Trust me, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Got that trip coming to LA mm-hmm. in July.
Yeah.
Just watch the money go in and watch the money leave.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's how you really do.
Pretty much. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Chilling, working. I've been chilling, trying to stay out of trouble, man.
Yeah, because I heard you beating bitches up. Story time.
So this one time at band camp, no, but I did. My old ass had a fight this weekend.
That shit is still funny to me.
It is extremely funny because I still can't believe that. Yo, I'm the logical one of everybody, and I'm usually the one that's being like, no, let's not do that. Mm-hmm. We're gonna handle it the right way. We're gonna go through the proper channels to do stuff.
Yeah,
and
she normally handles business like white people.
I do. I do. Because, you know, I try to stay on the, you know,
right,
the straight and narrow. Yeah. I get enough. Listen, I get myself in enough trouble. I don't need nothing extra. However, this weekend, I did step completely out of my character mm-hmm. and had to show my black side.
Yeah.
I did. It was for good reason.
Pause on.
Girl, I lost nails and everything.
Oh,
I lost my necklace.
She got a scar on her face. Too.
I have one scar on my face, y'all.
She walking around like she's scarred from Lion King.
Like, for real. My coworker said, it kind of looks like it's a crescent moon.
It does. It looks like it's like a birthmark or something.
So, yeah, basically, long story short, my daughter went over to a friend's house this past weekend. They became very, very much so intoxicated to the point where my daughter's best friend's mom's best friend, y'all can follow that, she basically pushed my daughter up the stairs. In the process of all of this happening, my daughter called me and she was scared. She's not... Listen, I act a fool. I play all day. We're very open on this podcast, but my daughter sees very, very little
right.
of what the world is actually about. So the fact that they were completely intoxicated to the point where, like, it was ridiculous. She pushed her up the stairs. she called me and she's like, Mom, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm scared. Went to go get her, found out that bit of information. So I went to confront the lady. Why you touch my daughter? You should have called me. And she tried to get fly. Put a finger in my face, and that's all I remember. Next thing I know, Marcia was pulling me off. I have zero understanding when it comes to my child.
So she got war room wounds.
I do, right on now. Her way down, because I had her by the back of her head. And her hair, I had a handful of hair in the back of her head, and I was wearing a face out, so she fell, and in the process of her falling down and me still being on top of her, she was grabbing and trying to reach for certain things. So she
thought she was about to die, bro.
So she scratched my face. I got a small scratch on the back of my neck for her grabbing. And she ripped my shirt because she tried to grab my shirt. And I got like a small scar on the side of my mouth.
Oh, she
tried to grab my face. Like I said, the next thing I know, Marcia was pulling me off of her.
She not trying to press charges or nothing, is she? Because we definitely got this on record.
No. She did tell me she called the police.
Oh, okay.
I called the police, too, because I was like, okay, let me
That's what happened when I had ran that chick over. I had called the police first.
Yeah, I called the police, too, because I was like, well, shit, damn. Where I come from, we don't call the police. No. Money, do you take this ass whooping and it just is what the fuck it is. Nigga, justice was served.
I called the police because I knew she was going to call the police on me because I hit her with my car. And I wouldn't try to go to jail on a Sunday.
So exactly. And that's exactly. I was like, well, fuck. Okay. Yeah. I'm in Garland. Let me go ahead and call the police and tell them exactly what happened. But I doubt if she do anything. I threatened her even more. Uh-huh. And her best friend and told her, if anybody come to my door, if anybody pull me over, bitch, y'all kids is going to get taken away by CPS. And I'm not playing with you.
We don't play fur.
Yeah, you don't play with me like that. We're going to handle it like white folks at this point.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to go ahead and call CPS and get these kids down here and snatch up out your life.
Y'all, when I got that phone call, I was just dying laughing.
Tradition was laughing.
I was in disbelief because it would have been me that's fighting, okay?
Not it could have been Marshy.
It could have been Marshy, me, anybody else.
Marshy was laughing so hard. Marcia was laughing so hard. She had tears coming out of her eyes. And she just kept saying, damn, sis. I was like, bro, I don't know what happened.
When she called me, I was just too tickled.
I don't know what happened.
I'm just like, what?
I'm just saying. Well, I get that she'll think twice before she put her hands on somebody.
Yeah. And look, so you know, I was at Sorterboo house.
What did he say?
He was like, y'all friends for real. He know that would be something I would do. Bro. And he's like, y'all friends for real. Like, that's something you would do. I can see you doing it.
Just saying.
Duh.
You ain't gonna put your hands on my kid, man. What is wrong with you?
I ain't got no problem putting no hands on nobody.
I do not. I mean, I was not. I didn't regret it at all.
That was funny.
It was. It was a very eventful weekend, to say the least. Yeah. But I grabbed me a aloe plant. So I've been cutting a little aloe plant and putting it on my face so the scar go away real fast. So other than that, I'm good. My old ass woke up Monday and I was like, god damn, my back hurt. I was like, shit.
Yeah, because we shouldn't be fighting in our 30s, bro.
Bro, I'm 32 years old. Fuck, I look like fighting. And it was so funny. Marcia, man, I tell you, Marcia, y'all was laughing. She kept saying, sis, you was planet man. She was like, that. She wasn't going to rock you nowhere. She was like, because we had went to the game night. And so I was like, I don't feel like getting dressed up.
Yeah.
I had put on a blue jean shirt. I had put on just a black dress, just a cotton black dress. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, flare out or nothing like that. It kind of fit. And I had threw on some tennis shoes to go, I'm like, shit, we're just going up here. We're going to have fun, have a drink or so.
How was that anyway?
It was really fun.
It was?
As all her events are really fun.
Yeah. The Connect Dallas.
Yes. Yeah. The Connect Dallas. You can, their website is, I think,
theconnectdallas.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can find us on the website, too.
Yeah.
But it was real fun. Taylor had the hors d'oeuvres, going around to the tables and stuff like that. I had got a drink and... We were sitting there playing Phase 10.
Oh, I love Phase 10.
Exactly. Bro, and I was on my third phase already.
Yeah.
So I was like, it was a good night. Then Rain called me and I was like, bro, we gotta go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't had any eventful weekends like that. I've been chilling and working.
I know.
Working and chilling.
Sunday, we did Sunday Fun Day, though.
Yeah, I seen y'all ran into Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, we did.
Showed Journey. She was so jealous. I was like, look, bro, I'll be trying to get you out the house. Y'all be wanting to go.
Y'all want to go nowhere. But, yeah, we ended up going to, we met up at Anvil
Club. I seen that. Remember, I told y'all about the place they had the brunch with the
went there. The drinks are really good. It was reasonable. It had the brunch on top of, and y'all can go to my Instagram because I posted it, but because I never post anywhere I go. But I posted it finally, and it was like the big old mason jar with the food on top of
it. And it's enough food. You wouldn't think it was, but it's enough food.
Yeah, because I think I got the sangria, and it had the grilled shrimp on there. It had taquitos and a half a chimichanga on there. Mm-hmm. And obviously I couldn't eat nothing but the shrimp.
Right.
I was like, well. But it also had like a piece of cantaloupe in there. Mm-hmm. It had... grapes.
Yeah, when
stuff.
I went, it was a good vibe in there anyway.
Yeah, it was really cool. I love the, I meant to take a picture and send it to you, the Jameson tree. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, the Jameson tree! But we went there, we left there, and we ended up going to Pecan Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Anthony was.
He
was sitting on the patio out there at
Pecan Lodge.
Just chilling. And we sat there with him and talked to him. And he was telling us about some upcoming business ventures he had going on and stuff. It was really dope. Yeah. We left there and went to the popsicle place. They have infused popsicles down there.
See, I seen that a couple weekends ago. Me and Soda Boo was down there in Deep Ellum. And we was right across from that. And I said I was going to try them out one day. Yeah, but it wasn't warm enough for me out there. I was freezing trying to eat one.
Obviously, Sunday was like 80 degrees.
Yeah, Sunday was beautiful.
Yeah, so I tried the mango margarita.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the tahini seasoning on there, and then they...
the chamoy on top of it.
It was really good.
See, have you ever been to Steel City Pops?
I don't think so.
Theirs is not alcohol infused, but they're really good. They're organic.
I don't want that for.
But they're good.
What the hell I want that for? Got a problem.
Whatever. They're good. All right. So, anything else?
No, I'll be chill.
All right. So, let's talk about some music.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
It's not.
Okay, Tracy, so what's going on in music? Or actually, what you been listening to?
Man, okay, so I took this whole trip down this rabbit hole, right?
Okay.
It started with Phony People.
Okay. That was your mood?
Well, it started with Tiny Desk concerts.
Okay. And now that is a rabbit hole.
It is
you
a rabbit
start
hole.
With one tiny desk,
and you get to watching all of them and all of them and all of them.
And then you start seeing the other video suggestions.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what's this? Then you click on
and
that.
And so
yeah.
I don't even remember who I started with at this point, but I ended up with Phony People's Tiny Desk, which I'm super late. I didn't know they did one.
Okay.
But then he ended his Tiny Desk concert with Why I Love the Moon.
Oh, I love that freaking
yes.
song.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So I done got off the computer and got on my phone and went down this whole big rabbit hole of phony people. Then I ended up, who else did I listen to? Phony People took me to Be My Fiasco. Mm-hmm. Be My Fiasco then transitioned to Kyle Dion, Raina J, Celeste, Edibon. Like, it took me down this whole huge rabbit hole that I was like, man, this is such a fucking move.
Okay, Alice in Wonderland.
I did. It's exactly what the hell it was. Because right. I was like in a whole move. Yeah. And then I ended up doubling back and listening to Fonda People while I Love mm-hmm. the Moon again.
Oh, okay. Still, I love that song.
It is still my shit.
I love that song. Yeah. So. I've been on like a reggae African vibe. Okay. I started out with listening to Davido, the Nigerian, mm-hmm. you know, pop artist, whatever yeah. he is. Then I started listening to other artists that I can't pronounce their names. And then that transitioned to Sean Paul, mm-hmm. like bring me back to my college days. Man. Then I started listening to Beanie Man.
Not Beanie Man.
Beanie Man.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did it like Buju, and I mean, listen to just reggae, dance hall, mm-hmm. all that stuff. And it was funny, since we're talking about music, just today, right before I came over here, actually, Journey, we was listening to some music, and a song came on, and she's like, "Oh, Mom, do you know this song?" I say, "What song?" "I'm listening. You will never believe what song this is. TLC, No Scrubs." I was like, "Journey, of course I know this song." Like, I was like your age when this song came out. She was like, "Oh, I like this song." Oh, okay. It's just so random. I was like, first of all,
okay, Journey, it's like her heard this song.
It was on her playlist. She has a playlist of all her favorite songs, and that's on her playlist. She was playing me her playlist, and a lot of them were like throwbacks.
That's funny. And that's
one of them was Lauryn Hill.
Yes, Lauryn. Come on, Journey.
And she was like, "Do you know this song?" I'm like, "Journey."
I was just listening to Lauryn pulling in the
garage.
I'm like,
"I know
today.
This song." Yeah, of course I do. Yes. Yeah, so I just thought it was cute that she was listening to TLC.
Oh, do you know this song? Yes, girl!
Yeah, I'm like, "Girl." And but she hate asking me that because I start reminiscing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and
"Girl,
you go down that rabbit yeah. hole." You're like, "Girl, let me tell you yeah. about this. This is where I was."
Yeah. Like, and I was like, "Girl, I used to go to this school and I was talking to this boy and he made me mad and we used to sing this song to him in the hallway."
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Because, man, everybody, you was in the passenger side yeah. of your best friend ride at that time. Honey, you was a scrub.
Right. A scrub. I'm bringing the word
pigeons
back.
Came, you know.
Pigeons came at the scrubs. Yeah. Because niggas was hating.
Yeah, they was like, "Okay, we scrubs, niggas. Yeah, y'all pigeons. What the fuck is a pigeon?"
We're going to bring scrubs back.
Are we?
Yeah.
You
why
can
not?
Have it.
I am. Scrub. He's a scrub.
You're going to be by yourself.
He a scrub. He a whole scrub out here. That was very country.
It was.
I be catching myself these days.
Anyway, what's going on? What else is going on with music news?
Well, music news, girl. People are upset at Cardi B.
Okay, before we get to Cardi. Jesse is free.
Oh.
Jesse
is free. He had Annalise Keaton as his baby. Because if y'all don't know who Annalise Keaton is, y'all gotta watch How to Get Away with Murder.
Baby.
She is that lawyer, okay?
Listen, he had
R. Kelly is shook. He's looking for
he
that lawyer.
He called Jesse today, and he said, "Bruh, they letting folks out?
Right. I heard they dropping charges."
Who you got? Shoot me that number.
Right.
Show their contact.
His lawyer was obviously Joanne Cochran. Because she's some relation to Johnny. Because she got all 16 felony counts.
All 16.
Dropped.
And his record clear.
And his record clear. That's why I'm like, it's very, very fishy. Like.
So, I was listening to the radio this morning and they said, and it made sense. It was too engulfed in social media.
Social media
had too much to do with it. Because, I'm going to tell you, I was with Jesse. Mm-hmm. I was with him. He was calling himself the gay Tupac. I wasn't with that. But I was like, bruh, okay.
Yeah, he lost me at Gay Tupac.
He did lose me at Gay Tupac, but I was like, I see where you trying to go with this. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with you. And then when the whole lies came out, and I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't, like, publicly side with you.
Exactly. Normally, but, I will, like, voice my opinion. I was like, I didn't say nothing this time.
I was with you privately.
Right.
So, then he came back, and it was like, well, fuck, dude. Like, that whole check, paid them with $3,500.
Yeah.
And then they showed the check, and they was like, actually, no, it was for training.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, I was like, okay, so what's the problem? Why is he in jail?
Right, but like, then the video of the two African dudes buying all the shit. There was supposed to be a video of them buying, like, ski mask or whatever it was.
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't see that one. But it was just like, it was so much conflicting information.
Well, first of all, not only social media caused a lot of confusion. The fact that the police department was releasing false information.
They were very inconsistent with their statements.
Very inconsistent.
Like, it was like whenever the wind blew, they were like, so, Jesse is a whole ass nigga.
Yeah.
Wait. No, actually, we found out that, right. No, wait, he a whole ass nigga, he going to jail, like, what the fuck, like, what are y'all doing?
It was, like, all over the place.
It was not organized, it was not professional whatsoever,
and I said that's why he got out. I said that, I was like, we can't take Chicago PD's word for it. I was like, they are known for corruption and doing some under-the-table illegal shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that
Said that from the get-go. I was like, I did not believe anything Chicago PD had to say. Not that I believe Jesse, but either way,
At this point, he's a free man.
He free. He's cleared his name.
I'm curious to see his next step.
That's what I want to see.
At this point, you've lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you going to support yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been exonerated of all
like
charges.
The next step is a reality
My name
show.
Is still tarnished.
No, next step is a reality show.
Of course it is.
Reality.
Of course it is. It's a documentary, a biopic, Lifetime, life, something.
Life after lockup.
Because the Gay Tupac showed you that he was going somewhere dramatic with this shit afterwards. He gonna get a book signing deal.
Something. A Lifetime movie.
YouTube series.
Yeah.
Something.
I'll watch it.
You will?
I would. I'm all for the Gay Tupac. No, I'm
kidding. Okay.
I kid. He lost me with the Gay Tupac.
Yeah, homo life I was tattooed on his stomach.
I was done. No, I was done.
Homo life.
No, you're going to have a rainbow.
Oh, it's going to be a rainbow.
Instead of thug life, it'll be a rainbow.
The whole rainbow. Gotcha. Yeah. All right, Justin. Anywho, so now, what else is going on? What is it? Never Broke Again.
I don't know.
NBA Young.
I don't know.
Somebody.
Him.
But Floyd Mayweather, little girl, Yaya, slashed his tires.
No.
And he didn't care about it so much that he took to social media to tell us that he didn't care about it. And
why do people do that?
Like, I don't know.
If you don't care, why are you even addressing it?
He called her a scrub. He didn't use that word.
Oh,
but
I was trying
to bring a word into it.
I was like, see? Scrub going back.
He told her that she was nothing, basically. Oh, okay. And he threw money at his tire and said, bitch, I got money.
Yeah, but you don't have Floyd Mayweather money. I guess that was his point in the video.
He have Floyd Mayweather hands? So
his point was that she inherited all of her stuff.
She said she inherited I worked
for
it.
And he works for it. Which is true. But at the same time,
he
a rapper.
That's work.
Of some sort, yeah.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper, but
I don't know. Maybe she does work for her money. Hell, she could be a model. You know, most of the celebrity kids is models.
She's probably got a clothing line or something.
A lipstick brand or something.
Something like that.
Scrunchy line.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, he's not upset. I mean, he doesn't care at all.
And that's why he had to let us know.
He did let us know that, you know, fuck that hoe.
Yeah.
He don't care.
Fuck that bitch.
Just start doing the bounce, y'all. with her scrub using with itself.
Yep.
She started doing the bank headbands.
About to bring it back to the 90s.
Okay, girl. Mm-hmm. So, Cardi B.
Cardi.
So,
you know, people call her Cardi Cosby.
That's funny. I seen a meme. So, yeah, I seen this meme and it was really funny. And I tried not to laugh. But it was Cardi B in front of the face, like in front of the face.
It was blurred.
Hit the bottom and said, oh, crap.
Yeah, no, it said, you just need to relax. Oh, crap.
God damn. Like,
people are just funny as hell.
People are funny.
The situation is not funny. We're not condoning drugging or anything like that. But at the same time, the memes and shit is funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
It's funny.
They are funny.
I mean, so what's your opinion on it? Do you have an opinion on it? Honestly, I just don't care.
I don't really care.
I don't care. I really don't. I mean, because the video was old. Not super old, but it was like it was pre Bodak Yellow Cardi.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it exchange of goods, whether it's just the fact that you didn't want to tip her as much as she took?
Mm-hmm.
Because she still gave you the pussy.
Right.
But she just took more gratuity.
She took her own gratuity. Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just saying, if you don't want to get robbed, don't go home with a stranger.
Stripper.
A stripper stranger.
There was so much. I mean, like I said, again, I am not condoning this. You know, look, hey, all day long I'm going to tell you, do not drug your men to get whatever you want. Do not drug your women to get whatever you want. But at the end, but realistically, come on. You do not... Bruh, you don't pick up a woman off of Harry Hines and be like, bro, I just thought she really liked my vibe.
And then you don't leave your drink. It's just some precautionary steps you could have taken to prevent this from happening.
And I feel like Cardi B is not a discreet person.
Mm-mm.
She's not one of the people that just passes mm-hmm. herself out off as this professional, motherly, like, you know, oh, I'm full of morals and mm-hmm. I'm full of this type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like when you met her, and now I'm speaking of, and I don't know if y'all heard, so let me backtrack. There was a guy that came out on social media and he wrote a Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
But somebody's at the door.
Hold on.
Tight. Okay, y'all enjoyed that commercial break.
Sorry, y'all. Somebody was at the door.
We back. Okay. And we were discussing Cardi Cosby. Yeah, Cardi Cosby. And we were just saying that we don't agree with her tactics.
I don't.
However,
what do you expect?
My thing is, you know, Cardi has been popular for a long time. She's always had at least 1 million followers, you know, before mm-hmm. Bodak Yellow or whatever. And this video happened, 3-4 years ago?
3 years.
Where was the concern at that point? Why are y'all so fake concerned now? Is it because of her celebrity status has changed? That's the only reason I can think of.
But I feel like she's always kind of promoted in her own way, even if it's out, even if it's been subliminally.
Yeah.
That she was a hustler.
She was a hustler. She's always said that. She don't really talk about it in her songs verbatim, but
not
her
anymore.
Videos and stuff. Right, her mixtapes and things like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But just because she's become mainstream
and commercialized.
So
she has to watch her image.
Yeah. So my thing is, you know, a lot of men are upset at Cardi. As they, you know, they have the right to be.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, what is the difference between y'all favorite rappers talking about who was that? Rick Ross had a whole song talking about he put Molly in her drink. She didn't know it.
Yeah,
I didn't hear not one dude who's complaining about Cardi B say anything about that at all. They laughed at the shit. But now Cardi is saying the same shit y'all favorite rapper was saying is an issue.
I just don't know. I mean, honestly, ultimately when it all boils down, I don't care.
Simple as that. I don't care. Whatever.
I mean, and it's not, and for those men right now that are listening and saying, nah, y'all just don't care because y'all like Cardi. No, I didn't care about Bill Cosby either.
We don't care about R. Kelly.
I mean, ultimately, it sounds selfish, but that shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
It don't. And the end of the day, things like this happens on a daily basis. I just feel like if I'm not really too concerned about the daily issues that's concerning around it, why do I need to be concerned about it because it's a celebrity?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It's like, I'm not going to be fake mad just because it's trending.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Oh.
I see a lot of people on my timeline, I will say, that's talking about mute Cardi B. That's not going to happen. She's too commercialized.
And she has a great team behind her.
She has an awesome team behind her. Even outside of that, Cardi is not trying to be something that she's not.
She's never said she was a role model.
She's never faked it. Everybody has fallen in love with Cardi B based off of her personality.
Because she's been true to herself.
Exactly. It has not changed. You can tell that she was a hustler. She talked about how she was a stripper. How she said on the fucking Ellen DeGeneres show,
she's a busted wide open.
Yeah, and she liked stripping. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is somebody that's not going, this is not a Gabrielle Union that's going in front of the cameras, or Kerry Washington is going in front of the cameras trying to be some upper echelon celebrity.
And you know what, too? I bet y'all favorite local strippers have done the same thing multiple times.
Absolutely.
So,
doing it right now.
They're doing it right now.
You don't even know it.
Exactly. She put Molly in his drink. He ain't know it.
Like, and this goes back to what I was saying. So the guy, one of the guys that came out was basically like, it happened to him 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, he said he met her at the strip club. He took her back to the hotel. They were messing around, all this other stuff. He went to use the restroom. When he came back from the restroom, the last thing he remembered is her giving him a lap dance. Mm-hmm. The music was extremely loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up the next morning to $850 cash missing out of his pocket and a Louis Vuitton belt.
Yeah.
He said he remained quiet and never said anything about it because, for one, he was somewhere he had no business being.
Exactly, yeah.
He said he was engaged at the time. And if he would have said something, then it would have basically incriminated himself.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he said, shit, I just took my L.
Mm-hmm.
You know, damn, this is what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but in me logically thinking, in my mind, it's... If you were to compare the situation to Bill Cosby,
mm-hmm.
to Cardi B,
mm-hmm.
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Like, these women went to his room.
Mm-hmm.
That he wasn't a stripper.
No.
Like, this wasn't an industry full of sex and drinks and alcohol. They went there, you know, allegedly looking for guidance or conversation or whatever the case may be.
And they were like on a date or whatever.
Yeah, they ended up doing something else. This man knew
she was a stripper.
She was a stripper. I'm taking this hoe back to my damn. I'm not trying to wife her. I'm not trying to do nothing.
She know what it is. And
this is what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as much as this man was trying to use her,
mm-hmm.
he got hers. I mean, and it's not funny. I don't condone it. I do think that it's wrong. But at the end of
wrong
the day,
wrong,
you
whatever.
Put yourself in a fucked up position.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got fucked. You put yourself in a position with a hustler and you got hustled.
Pretty much.
So, I'm not muting Cardi B, goddammit.
I ain't muting nobody.
I
really just don't care. Like,
I really don't.
Next, anyway.
She married. She got a kid, a whole kid now.
And then, you know,
she ain't scamming nobody.
The same way
point.
I didn't feel like Bill Cosby deserved how many years they gave him because he was old and the shit was
The fact
old,
that I
old,
was
old.
Like, he's still in jail.
Right. the same way I don't feel like, you know, she don't need all this other extra stuff because that was old and, you know.
I would be surprised if she loses any endorsements, any sponsorships. I would really, really be surprised. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's going to, I think her PR team is awesome as shit.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And I think that despite how many people try to involve this in the Me Too movement, mm-hmm. it's never no. going to hit mainstream media. Mm-mm. It's never going to hit mainstream news.
Mm-mm. It's going to be forgotten about by the end of the week.
Absolutely. It's going to be one of those fucked up truths that turn into a joke. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be is what it is. Mm-hmm. And in a year or two from now, we're going to be like, you remember when they said Cardi was doing it? No, ain't nobody care.
Ain't nobody care. Ain't nobody gonna remember. So
it is what it is.
Whatever.
Make your money.
Don't let the money make it.
Give him his $850 back. Cash app it to him.
Yeah.
Shit, Cardi. Hey, it is what it is.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's get into sex position. Let me see it. All right, guys. So this week's sex position is not a sex position at all, and it's actually not involving sex whatsoever. Because this episode, we're discussing celibacy and abstinence. So instead of busting it wide open, how about you just run you a nice, warm bubble bath?
I feel like somebody in the background right now is going, boo.
A nice, warm bubble bath. Get you some edibles or a blunt or whatever your vice is. And just soak in the bathtub and just reminisce about all the sex you're missing out on. And that is our... is our non-sex position of the week. If you have questions on how to do so, just hit me up in my DMs.
So it's topic time.
It's topic time. It's topic time. Hey, it's topic time. It's topic time.
Hey, sloppy topic.
Sloppy topic. All right, guys. So it's topic time. And today we are discussing celibacy and abstinence. Yay!
Yay!
Okay. So, I know we're a sex show and whatnot, but you know, abstinence and celibacy is a part of sex. Or, you know, not part of sex.
It's not part.
I mean, it's not. It's an aspect of sex. Because you're
a synonym. Antonym. That one.
There it is. It's an antonym. Anyway, y'all know what we're trying to say. Point is, we can't just always talk about busting it wide open.
Why not?
Well, I mean, because we have some people out here who are actually practicing abstinence and celibacy.
Like me.
Like Tracy. Not me, but Tracy. And so, for people who are confused, there is a difference between celibate and abstinent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And celibate is pretty much like you're abstaining from sex until marriage. It's usually because it's a religious vow. You've never had sex. You're waiting until you're married because you're Christian or whatever religion. And that's just something that you was pretty much brought up on, mm-hmm. normally, celibacy. Mm-hmm. Abstinence is like, you used to fuck all the time. And then you just decided, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to take a break. And it could be for any reason. It could be for religious purposes. It could just be because you are, you're dating, but you're not dating by seriously. And you're trying to find yourself or whatever the reason. There's different reasons for abstinence.
Absolutely.
So
a lot of people stop doing it for clarity.
Yeah.
I think when I know when I say religion, I think Christianity and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. not just religion, but your spiritual walk.
Yeah.
me personally, my choice was I just got tired of niggas.
Yeah. So how long have you been abstinent, Tracy?
But what's funny is that I had to go back to calculate by episodes.
Episodes?
Yeah.
What?
Because I was like, the last time I had sex was when we recorded around this time.
Oh my God. Oh, our episodes. Yes. Like...
So I was like.
So okay. What episode was that?
Listen, we're not going to say what episode it was, but just know that it wasn't in 2019.
Okay.
So
it's been 3 months.
No.
Four.
No.
Five.
No.
But more than five.
More than five.
Six.
But less than a year.
Eight.
It has been.
The peoples want to know.
The peoples do not want to know. If they the do. People want to know, they can join our group and it's in there. But no, definitely more than 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been 2 months out.
Oh.
And I've been sober for 2 months.
Oh. Oh, so you're not having sex or.
Celibacy nothing. And sobriety.
Oh.
Clear as shit.
Woo, child. I can't do both. I do one or the other.
And this is the reason why I went to a CBD store today.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to give.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah, we're trying to, yeah.
And you say you did it because you was just sick of niggas.
I mean, I was just tired. It's not where I wanted to be. Obviously, mm-hmm. I've been preaching on the show for a long time. I don't want a relationship. I don't want a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want a relationship. I would get involved with guys that mm-hmm. I would tell them I don't want a relationship. And then it would be like, well, shit, now you're trying to do relationship shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just stop this shit. Obviously.
Because so, like, basically, sex kind of, like, clouds
judgment.
The judgment.
It does.
Yeah.
It clouds judgment.
I agree.
Like, I mean, you don't. My biggest thing, you don't hear me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't want to be in a relationship. And mm-hmm. then we have sex. Now you like, oh, you gonna come over next week?
Right, yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not. I don't owe you nothing.
Gotcha.
I gave you what you, listen, we mm-hmm. did you not? I know. Okay, right. We're good. I'm gonna go home, okay?
Right.
Like, we good.
Okay.
But, no, I just chose to stop. I was
what's been the longest you've, you know, gone without it, though?
I can't remember that.
You can't?
My mind don't work like that.
I want to say for me, maybe 8 months. Maybe. I really feel like I'm pushing it by saying 8 months, but I want to say like 8 months. I feel like I've gone longer than that, but I mean,
I feel like I've gone longer than I have right now. But
yeah.
With me only being single for, 2 years now? And I was in a relationship for 7 prior to
right,
that.
Yeah, so, no. Ain't no way you was, no.
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
If I was to tell you that I was abstinent or celibate during the 7 years of us, I would be lying.
No. I mean, I'm abstinent right now. I'm abstinent.
Why?
For like,
why you over her?
For like, oh, yeah. Because we have lots of sex.
Yeah, right. What do you mean? Like, why are you sitting in the house like right now?
Nah, it's been a couple of days.
Oh, God. It's because it's Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Journey got to go to school.
Let me see. I think that was...
You got to go to work.
Yeah, it's been since Sunday.
Exactly. The weekend. You got responsibilities and shit during the week. You can't just be...
I can't just be out here doing it like I want to.
Fucking out willy-nilly.
I wish. No, but seriously, we was talking to our social media following, and we asked them, you know, the first question I asked was, have you ever been celibate or abstinent for a long period of time? And 57% of people said, yep, but no problem. The other half, the 43%, mostly guys, said, nope, can't go without it. There was a couple women in there. I was surprised. Because, you know, most women don't really admit to having such a high sex drive for whatever reason.
Hmm.
But yeah, so a lot of people have actually practiced abstinence. So my next question was, what is the longest you've gone without sex? And I've gotten anywhere from 2 weeks.
So listen, this was the craziest answer that we got. She said she went 2 years. Uh-huh. But some of the reasons why she was abstinent for 2 years was because she was pregnant.
Yep. And Tracy Tracy is so ignorant, y'all. Seriously. So, okay, in our group, we have a group on Facebook. Y'all can find us at Malignly Dope.
There's a lot of people looking real confused right now.
Okay, so listen. I posed a question in the Facebook group as well as my Instagram. And one of our group members said that she's gone like 2 years, couple months, couple days without sex. And
she broke it down to the T. It was like 2 years,
3 months, 3 months, 3 days.
3 days or some shit.
And so Tracy asked, like,
she
put eyes like, girl, okay, whatever.
I was just like, really, 2 years? Yeah. And then you broke it down, so I was like, you know, I was confused. I was like, is this currently, like, what are you doing? Like,
right, yeah.
You know, yeah. When does this happen?
But she said that most of the time she was pregnant. But we're only pregnant for 9 months.
I had the Scooby-Doo moment. I was like, what? Shit don't add up.
Tracy was just being ignorant.
I was not being. She was ignorant for not adding that name before she lied. How you gonna be pregnant for 2 years?
Mike, did she have kids back to back?
Even though she had to have sex.
Bruh.
Duh. Just as ignorant as she is.
Damn, she didn't caught me off guard. I'm trying to defend her. And I'm like, damn, she got me sounding dumb.
Back to back, my nigga.
She got me sounding dumb as hell.
Between
there had to been some type of sperm interaction.
Just saying.
Ooh, child. Okay. But anywho, somebody in the group, this was the shortest period, was 2 weeks. He said he's only gone 2 weeks.
That shit was funny.
2 weeks without it. That's it. No more than 2 weeks. He can't go.
No, it was another shorter period. It was like some
days.
No, it was like some hours.
Oh, matter of fact, you know what? It wasn't 2 weeks. It was 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. And I was like,
No. It wasn't 2 hours. It was 12 minutes.
12? That's what it was. It was 12 minutes. And I was like, either you just got through fucking or you about to.
So, okay. The shortest amount of time somebody said they've gone without sex was 12 minutes. Obviously, that was a guy, you know. But the longest, though, shout out to, I don't know if she want me to say this, but I ain't going to say her name. But anyway, her length, she said she went 6 years.
That's a long time.
And obviously, I had questions.
She a virgin.
Obviously, I had questions. So I asked him, like, were you trying to be a nun or, like, what? Like, some Sister Act 3 going on? What's up? She said basically it was a mixture of her trying to be holy, and then there was like no men of substance in the area that she was living in.
That was definitely some clarity.
So I was like, okay. For 6 years though.
6 years.
Yeah, but that just shows you that, you know, everybody's periods different, yeah. You know, based on different reasons. It could be religious reasons. It could be because the dating pool sucks, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I had to ask a follow up question to what's been the longest time you've gone without sex with. Why? Why were you abstinent? Why were you not having
sex?
Well,
she answered hers.
She answered hers. So I asked everyone else, and most of the answers were like, oh, I'm focusing on myself. I'm, you know, some self love. I wanted to improve my overall sex life.
I think everybody has the misconception of being celibate and not having sex whatsoever, like the actual intercourse of sex, mm-hmm. when celibacy and abstinence is both the refrain from anything sexual.
Yeah, because one of my Instagram friends, shout out to her, she knows she is. She cheated. She said she went like 9 months without it, but she was like, but I had a vibrator. And I was like, that's cheating.
Yeah, you still got your
phone. Right, you're still coming.
You did it. You had sex with yourself.
Exactly. That's masturbation. Masturbation is still sex.
Yeah.
Abstinence and celibacy is no oral, no masturbation, no physical intimacy whatsoever.
You go to sleep at night.
Period. You go straight to sleep. Maybe a hug and a kiss. That's it.
That's it. That's all. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all. So I think a lot of people be.
A lot of single people tend to be abstinence. Well, no, I can't say that because there's been celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra, prior to her and Russell getting married, they were celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Megan Good.
Okay.
Prior to them getting married, they were celibate.
But that was for religious purposes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll even go personal. I know my sister did it.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her fiance went a year without sex.
Why?
Because
was it religious or?
I don't think it was religion mostly. Mm-hmm. I think it was more or less my sister wanted the night of marriage to be
special.
Something special.
Oh, okay.
So they completely restrained themselves and they didn't mm-hmm. for the year that they were engaged. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would imagine.
Listen, I tried that with sort of a. It was no year, obviously, but.
He caught a BJ.
It was like 2 weeks. 2 weeks, y'all. That's nothing, okay?
No, it's not.
2 weeks. And I told him, I was like, I think, matter of fact, it was right before.
Did you spend
the
night at his house, though?
No. This was right before. No, I did. This was right before we went to New Orleans. I was like, let's. Like, abstain a little bit before we go, so when we go down there, it gets, like, white girl wasted, white boy wasted, we'll have some mind-blowing sex. He's like, okay, cool. 3 days passed by. He's sending eyes and shit. Nigga, no! It ain't even been 3 days!
So you were serious about
that? Yeah!
I was just going along with it because you said it.
And he agreed that, like, day, like, 9 or so. He was like, bruh.
We finna break it up.
Right. He was like, I don't know if I can wait to New Orleans. So we didn't wait. But
can we get a
trailer? I was trying. I just thought maybe let's just do it, you know? Because we had never gone, the entire time we've been dating, we've never gone that long without having sex.
Okay. So.
I'll just try something different.
So, there's benefits of it, though. There's benefits of not having sex. So, I got 7 benefits right here.
Do you?
I do.
I have 3.
Let's see if mine match you up. So, number one, and I will tell you, just from experience, from me being celibate for or abstinence, I will say abstinence because mine is not for religious reasons necessarily. But, you get clarity. Like, your creative juices begin to flow. You get clarity of the mind.
Okay, that's on mine. Mm-hmm. But I put more focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one of the abilities can increase and record thoughts by 400%, women have, from a poll, mm-hmm. said 400% it increased.
Mm.
So, okay. that's a lot to increase by.
Yeah.
focus was one. Your mental processing power and your focus, it increases as well.
Mm-hmm.
It increases self-esteem. Mm. I think a lot of women, I will say, have sex because they have low self-esteem mm-hmm. versus abstain from sex.
Right, yeah.
If you abstain from sex, you tend to find out a lot about yourself.
Yeah,
you
absolutely, yourself. Yeah.
You know, you're not clouded by, okay, is this connection real?
Yeah.
Is it not? No, he actually wants me.
That's on
me.
My list. I actually put, you know, that you connect at a different level.
Absolutely.
You know, without the sex, you're connecting mentally, spiritually, mm-hmm. physically, without physical intimacy.
You really, really get to explore the sapiosexual side of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Also, increase of empathy abilities.
Okay.
So you're more empathetic at this point. Oh. You know, because you're in touch with your feelings at this point. You're in touch with your whole body. The removal of excessive fears, of course, You can't get pregnant if you're abstinent.
That was on my
and you can't catch an STD.
That was my number one. STD proof and pregnancy proof.
Absolutely. Another, this is number six. Sexual energy is transmuted into creative innovations and the pursuit that is not selfish in design. So that, I mean, you're not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for you. This is something that we both agreed on.
Okay.
I'm not being selfish. I'm not clouded. I'm literally more paying attention and paying more attention to your actual needs as a person versus your needs as a sexual being.
Okay.
Another thing, and the seventh final is that it increases your senses. So your sense of smell, your sense of sight, your sense of touch.
When you abstain.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you agree that in the 2 weeks that you've seen Sorta Boo, in the 2 weeks that you've seen Sorta Boo, you were more attracted to him. His touch meant more to you at this point. You know,
yeah, that's because you was the conversation.
Exactly, but you've taken the element of
okay,
this is where it's gonna lead to. Yeah. Now you've included more intimacy in there, so the conversations mean more, the touches mean more.
Gotcha.
Because you're shit, real talk. You quickly aroused at this point. Right, you're exactly. Like, well, shit, I kind of want you, but I know I'm not gonna go there with you.
Exactly. Okay.
On the flip side, there are some negatives.
I agree.
Women tend to eat more. Men probably eat more as well because they're substituting sex for something else now. Another thing is that your inability to connect with about 99% of the population at this point because everybody's having sex.
Everybody.
Except you. So when your homegirl call you, your homeboy call you and be like, nigga, let me tell you can't relate at all.
Nope.
The decrease of feelings of love, it tends to leave, and honestly I feel like this is just a white people thing. It says it tends to lead to dark places and depression. Dark thoughts. Yeah. Now you depressed because you ain't had none. I can't say I've been depressed about it. A little frustrated.
No, I'm kind of with you. I feel like that's a white person thing.
Yeah, I've been a little frustrated.
Not depression in general, but depression based on the fact that you're not having sex.
Yeah, dealing with life. I mean, absolutely. We all know sex is, you know, it's a stress reliever.
Yeah.
It can truly be a stress reliever. You're releasing all these hormones.
And that's another negative is that you're not releasing these hormones because you're not having sex.
Absolutely.
And so that increases your depression and it also increases your stress levels versus you reducing your stress levels by.
Maybe that's why I got into a fight. I was so quick.
You
were so
quick. Yeah.
I haven't been.
Nope. You haven't been releasing none of those. That dopamine, serotonin.
Oh, that's so funny. Extreme hypersensitivity.
That's why you got that aggression. Ooh, that makes sense now.
That's funny.
That makes sense.
extreme hypersensitivity, which can lead to different things. I don't know about that one. I mean, I haven't been hypersensitive. I don't think just me. Period, dealing with life and everything like that, it's been overwhelming. I can't say that it hasn't been, but maybe it has been a connection to me not being able to release that.
But I also think this is a good thing, though, because you can find other ways to release stress.
Absolutely. And versus, I think that's where the creativity that flows. Like, now you're more creative. Now I have
because
to
figure you have
out
to figure
different
out different ways,
to release the anger, the aggression, the frustrations at this point versus me going and getting this quick nut and being like, woo!
You're good for that moment afterwards, but then it's like, okay,
now I'm back to reality, and this is what it is. Yeah. So definitely that, and the increase of dependency. A lot of people apparently when they're not having sex, they tend to go to social media more. So they're yearning for that social connection. So they find it in increase of social media, or maybe I guess that it may be hanging out a little bit more.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, not being to yourself is more. I think at that point, it's, I think that clouds your spirituality, especially if you're doing it for a religious purpose, versus doing it for this reason and then isolating yourself to find your own clarity versus substituting what you're not getting here with something else. I don't think I don't think I've done that, but it's, you know, it, there is some positives and negatives.
No, I think the biggest con to not having sex is your vaginal walls begin to weaken. And this is white people facts. I did not know this. So apparently, if you, you know, abstain from sex for a long period of time, your vaginal walls weaken.
I've always thought the complete opposite.
I did too. And you have a lower libido. You may not get wet as much.
I'm sorry, but I don't agree with it.
That's what they say.
I feel like when that time comes, because I've been so goddamn backed up, that it's gonna
be like the lubricating aspect. Yeah. I feel like that's bullshit. But the it says if you don't use it, you lose it.
I don't agree with that. Because I mean, me personally, I feel like I said, when you haven't, and all of the other senses have heightened. And then when you actually get in a situation where that is, okay, now.
I feel like it depends on the amount of time.
It probably is.
You know, like, 10 years, you might have lost it, you know.
I don't know. Just really depends on how you take care of it. 10 years,
you don't know what you're doing no more.
Well, yeah, you don't know. Your muscles don't tense up. You can't ride like you used to. Ain't no bouncing.
You lose it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I can see that. But as far as the walls and all of that type of stuff, I can't see that.
That's what they say. These are white people facts.
Yeah, I can't really say that. I'm sorry. Because that goes back to the whole argument. Can you tell if your woman has been with somebody?
No. I just feel like after a long period of time, will sex be different? Yeah. Because
I think that you build up your what do you call it? You have to, I don't want to say tolerance to it, because that sounds like a horrible word to use with sex, but you tend to build up your stamina again. You have to rebuild your stamina at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You actually having sex, you're actually, you know, in the act a little bit more. You know how long you can go. I just think
the same way, like an old school car, it may take a little time to turn it on, but once it's on, it's on.
It's like, I would have used riding a bike, but you know, okay, we're going
to I don't know how to ride a bike, so I can't.
I forgot.
I can ride something else, though.
This one over here. Jesus.
I don't know how to ride no bike. I can ride something else.
But yeah, so definitely I think there's some pros and some cons, but I think honestly it's more pros than it is cons, obviously. If you can, you can. If you can't,
I mean, obviously I don't see that happening for myself anytime soon, because I'm in a full-blown
relationship.
But if I wasn't, I wouldn't have no problem being abstinent.
I think it's just a matter of your lifestyle. I'm busy out of time.
Right. I would say you remain busy.
Yeah, I'm constantly busy. I'm constantly doing something. So, honestly, I don't have time to just sit down and be like,
I'm really not getting no dick today.
Right. Like, it's 12:30 on a Saturday. Right. Damn, I ain't got nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
But then again, that's the difference between me and you. You have somebody that's constantly there. I'm not talking to anybody.
Right.
Like, yeah. You know, the few people that hit my phone, it's just kind of like, I ain't really trying to feel you like that no way. Right, so, it's not like, if the opportunity was to present itself and we were in the same room, I would be too thrilled about jumping on you. Nah, I'm good.
So how long do you plan on doing this?
That's a damn good question.
I don't know. I just thought of it just now. Like, how long they went on?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I kind of feel where she came from of not having any men of substance.
Oh, okay.
So I think if I find a man that I can connect with on a conversation level, because I am more sapiosexual.
Right.
I am more, you challenge my mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm more aroused by that.
Right.
Than you sending me a goddamn dick pic.
Yeah. Don't send dick pics. No.
I mean, for me personally, if I make that connection with somebody, absolutely, it's not, it's not a, you know, it's not
like a, like, I meet him, but no, I'm not going to fuck him.
Yeah, like, if I meet somebody and I'm like, man, he's, you know, this nigga got a dope ass mind, conversation is good, we go out, we vibing. Like, he said he want to go back to, you know, we going back to his place, we going back to my place. No, I'm not opposed to busting the wide open. But right now, there's nobody in that realm. There's nobody that I've got that close to.
Oh, okay.
Or nobody that I've met that I've been like, nigga, everybody's like, really, you ain't even worth my goddamn time. I'm not even waste my time with this shit.
Right. Gotcha.
So, no. So, I don't have a time.
You don't have a timeline. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Okay. But
yeah,
so
I was curious.
I'm just saying. Anything else you want to add? We already talked about the religion. We talked about the oral sex and all of that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not considered.
Yeah. Abstinence and celibacy means no oral, no masturbation. Mm-hmm. If y'all weren't clear.
Absolutely. And apparently, if you don't use it, you lose it.
So, okay, I have another personal question. Okay, since you're abstinent, are you abstinent, or are you, like, abstinent?
No, I'm abstinent.
And I was saying, so you're not, like, self-pleasuring or anything?
I'm chilling.
Oh, okay.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
Now, I will say that I got somebody in mind, but...
Oh! That's going to be a conversation after the show.
But, you know, I'm good right now.
I was just wondering.
Now, listen.
Because I know you have your toys.
In lieu of everything that has been going on, and the stress levels have been rising up slowly and surely, the thought has definitely crossed my mind to say, bruh, who can I go through and say, hey, big head? But, I mean, I've just been chilling lately.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, like I said, right now, it's kind of a... I'd rather not. You know, females have those things where you just like, you know, you indulge in something and you like, I shouldn't even did that. That was a waste of fucking time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now you done fucked up and I done hit the reset button and I can't take that shit back.
Yeah.
Now, so, no, I'd rather be sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm good.
Cool. All right, anything else you want to add, Tracy?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I guess we can close out. You want to give me your contact information?
I mean, I guess. Y'all can hit me up. I'm on Instagram at Tatum_Tots. Also on Twitter now, Tatum_Tots. I haven't tweeted anything, but I'm on there. And Snapchat, Tatum_TheTots. Mm-hmm. And Tracy?
I am on Instagram, it's me Tracy V. On Snapchat, it's me Tracy V. And I am also now on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's me Tracy V. I was really surprised. I was like, dang, I got all my tags the exact same. I was like, look at me. Like, boy. Yeah. But yeah, so you can hit me up at any one of those.
And if you have a topic suggestion or a question. Anything related to the show, music-wise, sex-wise, if you have a personal question for myself or for Tracy, feel free to hit us up. We prefer that you hit us up on our podcast page, Malikely Dope, or you can hit us up on our email, malikelydope@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we also have a website, is malikelydopethepodcast.com.
We do.
So any one of those contact information is good. Hit us up with your questions, topics, suggestions, whatever. And this has been another episode of Malively Dope. Make sure y'all wrap it up. And if you don't, be abstinent. Like Tracy. That's not good. Okay. Peace. Let's wait a while. Before it's too late, let's wait a while.